Oh.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. And we started in a series of messages this morning, and I've entitled this series Kingdom Law. Kingdom Law. You know, it's vitally important. When I say vitally, you know, if there's an accident or something, paramedics, the first thing they do if someone's unconscious is check for vitals. If the vitals are there, there's chance. They can work. It's vital that we understand, first of all, whose we are. And then who we are. I was looking at something the other day, and it really blessed me. I shared it this morning. I'll share it again. Yesterday morning, I was coming to prayer meeting and coming down US 1. And, you know, early in the morning like that, ain't nobody out hardly. You know? Lights, if you time it just right, you go a little faster, you can get all the lights. I've done it many times. You know, it's just you just have to go look. You know, you just have to know what, you know. Make sure ain't nobody around. But this particular morning, I'm doing my thing, you know, with the lights, and a police car pulls up next to me. Right away, the pedal's not to the metal no more. You gotta chill, cause police, you know, they're policing. And so I'm chilling now, you know. And we get stopped by a light, and you know, we go after the light changes, and so I'm just chilling because the police is chilling, you know. You always just be flying by him, even if you're doing the speed limit. When you see him, you check yourself. You will make sure everything is kosher. So we're riding along, and we get up to the donut circus up here, and he turns off into the donut circus. He didn't know I was there. He had donuts on his mind. He's going to get him some donuts. But my point is, what he carries got my attention. Even though he was thinking donuts and coffee. I could have been doing 60. He was thinking donuts and coffee. It's early. I'm going to get my donuts and coffee. He wasn't thinking about me, but what he carries got my attention. It checked me. Tickets are high nowadays. When you understand whose you are and your identity in the spirit, you are like the police. Your kingdom police. Anytime you enter territory, you check the spirits that are there. You ain't got to be hunting no devils down. You ain't got to be binding and loosing, just you showed up. You might be going to get donuts. But the devils, they'd be checking. Tell him, what he going to do? Did he see me? When you understand, you become a whole different person. You know, I'm not talking about a spooky person. You just understand that you carry in the spirit some of the same thing that Jesus carried. And that's what we want to talk about today. Kingdom law. Simple fact that in the natural realm, when I saw him, I know there are natural laws. And he's a policeman. He doesn't carry that authority in vain. That authority comes from God. And he carries that. So when you see him, it checks you. It should. Unless you're a perpetrator. And you go to try to hide and get away. So in the spirit realm, we carry the same type of dimensions, dunamis and exousia, in the spirit. This is what a child of God has to know. We don't have to argue with people or make a fuss about stuff. When you understand what you are carrying, just carry it. Because your warfare is not natural anyway. Your warfare is spiritual. Now, what we want is we want to take a deeper look at some things and not remain or allow ourselves to be just superficial, carnal, or just natural. That limits us because we are governed as children of God by kingdom laws, not just natural laws. Now that doesn't mean, you know, naturally. In other words, we're not to tempt God. I ain't going to see an officer and fly by him at 70 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone saying, "Lord, hide me. Don't let him see me. No, here come the lights." But if there's a need and natural law has you limited, you have to understand that there's a kingdom set of laws that will defy those natural laws. We call them miracles. How many know God still works miracles? Come on, I said God still works miracles. It's kingdom law. The kingdom and that spiritual realm is governed by that law. It's regular, it's ordinary there, but it's extraordinary to us because of the natural law. Okay, so if we're going to enter and be governed by that realm of spiritual or kingdom law, sometimes we have to let go of old ideas. Not only old ideas, we have to open ourselves up to new ideas. Or let me just simply put it this way. You have to change the way you think things work. I emphasize very strongly in the first service, we have to cease being just men pleasers. Working real hard on your job, trying to please your foreman, your boss, whoever it is over you, in order to get that promotion, but you're not studying pleasing God. You go way out of your way, brown nose, yes, man, all the stuff that you do right because you want that promotion. But see, you negate spirit law, kingdom laws. That's what distinguishes you. We're going to see that in a moment. That's what distinguishes you. You have to walk as a child of God to a different drumbeat. Yes, there will be people that may not like you. They don't even know why they don't like you. And I don't mean it's anything natural. It's because your spirit is governed by kingdom laws. They can't define you. They can't confine you. They can't block you. Amen. They can't put you down and keep you down. They can't control you. So they don't like you. Sometimes it's that way. You hadn't been acting ugly. You haven't done any harm to anyone. But it's just that way sometimes. But the way you think things work has to change. Because the way things work in this natural realm is not the way things work in the kingdom realm. Okay? We have to transition. That's why the Lord says, the just live by faith. We have to go back to the ABCs of faith, many of us, because you've gotten away from it. You're holding faith only in theory. believing God, but there's no corresponding action. What I mean by that, naturally, there has to be something that you do to activate your faith, which is the connecting force into that spirit realm where God has already blessed you. And you're just holding it in your mind, believing God, but there's been no corresponding action. In other words, you got to do something sometimes people will think or say is foolish. I've shared that testimony of one of my brothers once when he wanted to move into this place. He just lost a good job with Amtrak, was married and had a daughter, living in a house, couldn't pay the rent there. They were renting an apartment, couldn't. Was behind, everything was behind. And he went to this new housing development and saw where they were building and he liked it. It's called Trail Ridge. And went into the office where they had the whole scheme of things and said, I want to buy that place right here. They hadn't built it yet. He said, I want to buy that place right there, that lot. They said, okay. He said, I'm giving you $10. And of course, like you chuckled. They laughed at him. He said, no, just hold it for me. He didn't tell the guy he wasn't working. Had no job. You know, had no source of income. He just said, hold that for me. Amen. That was one aspect of a corresponding action. Now that seems stupid to us. $10. $10. That'd been something if he'd give him $5,000, $10,000. Okay, you mean that. But no, he had $10. But what he did after he gave him the $10, he went home and told his wife and daughter, let's box up everything. We're getting ready to move. No job. Long story short, when they had that place built, they moved in. Without all the details, they moved in. They lived there. I went and sat in the living room there. But there was a corresponding action. You see, there are kingdom laws. And sometimes when you hit that wall and your life is not what you want it to be, check yourself. Maybe there are some areas in your life you've not activated with faith. Some areas you've just grown accustomed to and have learned to put up with and endure in Jesus' name. But this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Look at somebody, tell them right now, go back to faith. Come on, go back and pick up believing where you left off. See, somebody's joy level has almost dried up completely because you've not been believing. Joy lies in believing. Well, I got a heavy group here today. I'm going to have to preach to y'all like I did this first service. Isn't it, Geller? Joy, there's great joy in believing. And the problem with some is that you're not believing God for anything. You just settled on your lees. Or you're behind. You just settled.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.